This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. KERA's series, One Crisis Away, Rebuilding a Life, is a look at four families on the financial edge who are still trying to recover from last year's Christmas weekend tornadoes. Lindsay Diaz has run into one struggle after another since the storm. Her underinsured Rowlett duplex was severely damaged. Then, just after making the decision to repair her home, a demolition company mistakenly tore down what was left of it. And construction on the rebuild is just now getting started, nearly a year later. Holiday decorations are up, a corkboard in the kitchen is tacked with notes and lists, and toddler toys are lined up in the living room.
Here, this one?
Everything about this rental house seems like home. Lindsay Diaz says it's not.
Especially having a young child, you know, you want to have something that's very stable for them. A rental home is not, it's not yours.
You see the choo-choo?
Diaz, her boyfriend, and their one-year-old, Adrian, rode out the December 26th tornado huddled in the bathtub. They moved into this place, their second rental since the storm, in May, after their tornado-damaged duplex was mistakenly demolished by a wrecking company.
I knew that this wasn't going to be temporary anymore. We looked for a bigger home, that way we can gather all of our items and just store it. So we found another rental. The rent definitely went up quite a bit. So that's something that hurt us financially.
Diaz had homeowner's insurance, just not enough of it to pay for all the repairs that were needed. After the accidental demolition, she used her insurance money to pay off what was left of her mortgage. She'd owned the place for a little over 3 years. This new rental house is costing her $1,400 a month. Her old mortgage payments were less than $700.
Within these past couple months, the struggles have been really hard. I've had to dip into some funds that I didn't need to. And of course, of all the help we've gotten from the tornado, people donating and all that, that's almost exhausted.
In August, Diaz filed a lawsuit against Billy L. Neighbors Demolition, the wrecking company that razed her duplex by mistake. She took out a loan to go ahead and start rebuilding while she waits on the legal system. The plumbing finally went in a few weeks ago.
Sometimes I kind of regret keeping the lot. I feel like I should have just sold it and just given up and gone somewhere else. I mean, that would have been the easiest way out.
Diaz and her family should be moved into their newly rebuilt home by the end of March. She can't believe almost a year has passed and so little has been done. Social worker Valencia Alexander says tornado victims will interpret the fast approaching one-year anniversary in their own ways. Some may have a hard time with the milestone.
That date coming back again, there has been much research on how people reenact the same fears and anxieties.
Alexander works for the city of Dallas and helped with counseling efforts after the storm. She says with the anniversary falling the day after Christmas, that complicates things.
Some people will feel very grateful that they survived that event, but then others will feel a sense of loss, a sense of dread.
Lindsay Diaz admits she hasn't looked forward to the holidays this year the way she usually does. And now, certain kinds of weather put her on edge, like one afternoon a few weeks ago.
It was kind of warm outside, and then the sky looked the same as it did that day, and I'm like, kind of scared me a little bit.
Her 17-month-old son, Adrian, is more concerned with his toys than the weather, and Diaz spends all her time making sure his life is healthy, happy, and whole, no matter where they live. Still, she looks forward to the day they'll all go home, even though it's hard to imagine that day will ever come.
Yeah, a year later, a year and a half, sometimes even 2 years later, you're still going to struggle. You know, this is something we'll never forget.
And the process of rebuilding a life, she says, is something she'll always remember. Courtney Collins, KERA News.